Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did you notice here he talked about the spirit of faith? Faith is a spirit.
Yes.
Did you know the Bible said God has not given us the spirit of fear? Fear is a spirit. For lack of a better way to say it, fear, the spirit of fear, influences feelings, thoughts. It's a whole environment. Spirit of it. Well, faith has the same characteristics, only good. Faith is not just quoting a couple of scriptures off the top of your head. Faith is a look in your eye. Faith is a tone in your voice. Faith is an environment you live in. And Brother Hagin used to say this, I like it. He said, the spirit of faith is the spirit of victory.
Yeah.
I can see that. Well, our text, what's the victory that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Well, in contrast, what is the spirit of fear? The spirit of fear is the spirit of defeat. It's the spirit of failure. And fear will come to you. Somebody says, don't prophesy that over me, Brother Keith. You are living down here on this planet. Fear will come to you. Especially things that you care a lot about. Things you care a lot about. If it looks like something's going to happen to them, you're going to lose them some way, they're going to be destroyed some way, fear will come. It's palpable. It is tangible. Have anybody ever felt a lot of fear? I know you have. You live in this world. The pressure, anything from mild dread to outright panic, is the same stuff. It's just different degrees of it. And it is spiritual. The spirit of fear. Well, the spirit of faith is the way we overcome. It is the spirit of victory, and it's our choice. When fear comes, why did that pastor take his wife's hand and look at her and say, no matter what we see? Why did he say that? Why did he say that? Because I guarantee you, that car was full of fear. Fear had come and jumped on them. Come on, can you see this? It was pushing on both of them. Our baby is so crammed up in a piece of twisted metal, they don't even know how to cut him out, and they want us to hurry, might be able to say a word to him before he dies. Fear will come. I don't care who you are, what you think you know, how long you've been walking with the Lord, fear will come. But it's not the pressure that comes on you that hurts you. It's only what you let in you that can hurt you and squeeze you. And they were feeling it, these thoughts, these feelings. And that's when he reached over and takes her hand and he says, no matter what we see, no matter what we see, we are not fearing. We're believing God. Oh, and that's what God needed. That's what the Lord needed. Come on, are you with me? To have a legal right for the angels of God, the Holy Spirit, to manifest in this physical realm. He did. They did, and that boy came out quickly. I mean, quickly. God's no respecter of persons. He'd do that for anybody. He loves all his kids the same. Spirit of fear, spirit of faith, spirit of failure and defeat, hopelessness, spirit of victory and overcoming. And you don't have to know anything about the circumstances or what to do about it to have that right now.
Amen.
It's a choice. choice to believe. Glory to God. Listen to, let me give you this real quickly. Revelations, in the book of Revelations, you see a recurring theme. The Spirit of God says repeatedly, He speaks to a specific group of people. To him that overcomes. You remember that? Let me read them to you. Don't try to turn there. Just listen. They'll put them up on the screen. Revelation 2:7. The Spirit says to the churches, to him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Who's going to get to do that? Everybody? Everybody? No, not everybody. Now, a lot of people want to try to believe and say everybody. But he didn't say to everybody. He said what? To him that overcomes. In the 11th verse, he says, the Spirit says to the churches, he that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. Verse 17, to him that overcomes, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows, saying, he that received it. I'm going to get a new name that the Lord picked out just for me. My name from him. And that's who I'm going to be from then on. I don't guess you'll be calling me Keith anymore. You'll be calling me whatever. Because I am who he says I am. I think you're going to be the same way, ain't you? I mean, verse 26, he that overcomes and keeps my words to the end, to him I will give power over the nations. To who? To who? Chapter 3, verse 5, he that overcomes, the same will be clothed in white raiment, and I'll not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I'll confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Who's this going to happen for? He that overcomes. To him or her that overcomes. Glory to God. Jesus is going to acknowledge us in front of the Father. In front of all the holy angels, he's going to say, they are mine, and call us by name. Wow. To who? Who's this for? Him that overcomes. Verse 12, Revelation 3:12, him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He'll go no more out. I'll write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Well, these names are a big deal. Whose we are. And what we are. Verse 21. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Say what? Is this true? Could this be true? Who's this going to happen for? To him that overcomes. Revelation 21:7. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Who is this going to happen for?
He that overcomes.
Not everybody, but he that overcomes. Now I got a question to ask us, and let's answer it. Overcomes what? That overcomes what? Go with me back to the Old Testament, to the book of Numbers. Numbers 13. Actually, go to 14 and then we'll back up. There is a spirit of fear. There is a spirit of faith. And identifying which is easy. It's not hard. Very easy when you know what to look for. And it affects your whole life. Many Christians have lived year after year under a cloud of oppression. Trouble sleeping, trouble with all kind of things, worried, scared, fearful, traumatized, distressed. An enemy has convinced them they can't help it. That if their life would ever straighten up to some kind of degree, they could be relieved of the pressure. But it's just not true. There'll always be something in this life to stress over. There'll always be something that people did or didn't do for you to be upset about. Always. Always. And the key to living in peace and freedom and joy and victory is not causing everything to be right on the outside. You're never going to achieve that. But in the midst of all the chaos, you can have peace that passes understanding right inside, right now. You can rest. You do it by faith. Now, Numbers 14:21, and I'm reading in Young's literal translation. It doesn't read quite as smoothly, but I like it because of its accuracy. It is so accurate. The Lord said, "And yet I live, and it is filled the whole earth with the honor of Jehovah. For all men who are seeing my honor and my signs, which I've done in Egypt and in the wilderness, and try me these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, they see not the land which I have sworn to their fathers, yet none of those despising me see it. And my servant Caleb, because there has been another spirit with him, and he is fully after me. And I have brought him into the land whither he hath entered, and his seed doth possess it." Notice how in the original language, God talks about things that haven't happened in the natural yet as though they have already happened. Yeah. I've brought him to the land. Well, he ain't there yet, but God says you're there. Yeah. It's just a matter of catching the next train. My servant Caleb. What does the Amplified says it like this. "But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it." Everybody say a different spirit. What kind of spirit did he have? Well, we know from other passages that he and Joshua had faith and believed and trusted God when the others did not. But here, the scripture calls him having another spirit, a different spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.